This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, is that the horrific incident is going to frighten a lot of people in our city and in our country. And I want to be clear that we will not tolerate this violence or hate in our city. We will not tolerate any acts of terrorism, and we're going to stand together as a community in the coming days and weeks to send the clear message that we will not tolerate anti-Semitism.
All right. That's, I believe, Mayor Bowser there in D.C. talking about what's going on with this shooting of two Israeli diplomats. Let's get to Shannon, please.
Shannon is gonna hurt.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday. All right, Shannon, glad we've got you with us this morning so we can maybe find out what you've learned on this horrible shooting overnight. Obviously, anti-Semitic. The guy was screaming Free Palestine, right?
Yeah, and what's so shocking about this, we've talked to some witnesses this morning on Fox News who were at the event or in the area, and one of them told a story of hearing some gunshots. There's a lot of chaos. They see apparently this man who's the suspect looking like he was in shock or coming in, and people were attending to him and getting him water and kind of looking out for him. Then the police show up. He confesses to the whole thing. That's according to one of the witness accounts this morning. So to think that this is a man who came to terrorize and harm, allegedly the suspect as we now know him, and that the very people he was there to harm were the people who were caring for him, it sounds like, in the moments after this shooting. So it's just beyond tragic and heartbreaking and just shocking.
Hey, have you heard any details about security outside that event? Because there have been a lot of threats and anti-Semitic threats. So I would think that they would have ramped it up. And then I heard also that this guy was seen pacing around the outside of the building before the shooting.
Yeah, I don't know about the specific event, but I would imagine that as in many places around the country and around the world, we have, you know, Holocaust Museum here, we have Jewish centers that very much are aware of the threats and do have elevated security. I don't know about that event last night. But you feel like in, you know, D.C., like any metropolitan city, people are out and about in the evenings and you feel relatively safe. There are parts of town, just like any big city, that you don't go to certain times of day. But this is not an area I would have considered that. I mean, I was coming back from New York last night and getting off at a train at Union Station, which is just a few blocks from this, and Fox is right in that area, too. So we had gotten word that there had been a shooting. Security was coming over to meet us to escort us back to the bureau from the train. And, you know, we saw the cars, cop cars everywhere, and the enormous response. And only within, you know, 30, 40 minutes, we found out what had happened there. But it's in a main part of downtown D.C. that a lot of people would be in the evenings and not be especially concerned.
Yeah, this happened pretty late at night. I had a friend who was in D.C. yesterday, with Congressman Bob Onder, and was kind of following the whole Budget Reconciliation Act debate. And he said they left the Capitol about 12:30, and they were only a couple of blocks from where that shooting happened. So it's all pretty close.
Yeah, all of that is in very close proximity. So you're right. It's not every night that you have all of the lawmakers up there on Capitol Hill sort of burning the midnight oil, but this was an evening when you would have a lot of people in that area, staffers and members and just, you know, all the folks who were involved when you've got an overnight session going on like that. So it was a busy night in that area.
Shannon, let's talk about the other big news that broke, I think, about probably about 6 a.m. your time, I would guess, or 7, when they passed that bill by one vote this morning. And I've already listened to Thomas Massie railing against it. He was one of two Republicans that said no. And now what are you thinking is going to happen in the Senate?
Well, they've got some real headwinds over there. You've got a number of senators speaking out saying it doesn't nearly do enough to cut spending. Senator Ron Johnson said just days ago he called it the Titanic. Like, I think this thing's coming over here and going to sink. Now, you know, there are tweaks every day, every hour of the day. So what he's getting now is a few days further down the process. But he said, listen, we've got a number of senators who believe that we should go back to pre-pandemic spending levels where everything got elevated, trying to keep the economy and trying to keep the country going. But he, you know, expressed real skepticism that he and a handful of others are going to be willing to vote for it as it stands. So it will go through changes. And then the question is, all of this wheeling dealing that was done on the House side, does some of that get undone? And does it get a final vote from the House after modified?
My understanding is that this bill also defunds Planned Parenthood, which I view as a big win. My question would be, legally speaking, would Planned Parenthood have any grounds to sue? Or because it's in a bill that Congress passed, assuming that the Senate does, what's done is done?
I would be surprised if they didn't mount some kind of legal challenge. I'm not sure exactly which grounds they would go after, but keep in mind that there's a case pending at the Supreme Court right now, which in some ways touches on that question, in that South Carolina decided they didn't want to let federal money and Medicaid money to fund go to any of the clinics in South Carolina that performed abortions. They said, you know, if you're going to use Medicaid, you got to use a clinic that's like, you know, a family health clinic. It's not performing abortions. So I'll be interested to see what the Supreme Court has to say and if any of that then turns out to be applicable to what they just passed last night.
Yeah. Shannon Bream, our guest. I know you always are over there covering the Supreme Court. I see where the Trump administration's now asking the court to shield DOGE when it releases records, right?
Yes. So it's hard to keep track because there are literally dozens of cases that are pending at the Supreme Court on an emergency basis. But yeah, one of the latest filings has to do with a group that's suing for DOGE records. They want to know more about what it was doing, the people who were doing it. And so the DOGE organization has gone to the Supreme Court after, you know, a number of other issues at the lower court levels to say, you know, we want protection against forcing this information out when we're trying to do something that is, you know, a legal government entity and doing work that they say is, and they argue is transparent. We're putting this out. You can see what we're doing. But this group, which leans to the left, wants more information. So it's yet another thing for the justices to decide whether they're going to get involved with.
Very good. Shannon, we'll be watching on Sunday morning. Thank you so much.
I'll see you then. Have a great weekend.
You too. Shannon Bream. Fox News Sunday there. All right. Coming up, our buddy Griff Jenkins. Where in the world is Griff this morning? I don't even know. We'll get to him coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.